We've heard a lot in recent years about companies introducing new policies, whether it's around leave for menopause symptoms, for people who are dealing with fertility issues, and much more. Well, Vodafone Ireland has just launched a new carers policy for employees, and it's a market-leading policy offering 10 days additional paid leave and flexible working options. And the big difference is it's not limited to just family members. Well, here to talk all about this is the HR Director at Vodafone, Noelle Burke. Noelle, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you so much, Mary. Delighted to be here.
So Vodafone Ireland has launched a new policy to support employees that act as carers. Can you tell us about it?
Sure, I'd be delighted to. It's probably one of our most exciting launches, I think, in terms of supports for employees. So we've announced that our commitment to employees that act as carers with the introduction of a new workplace support. And our new Caring for Vulnerable Others support goes beyond family members and is designed for those who are also playing a principal role in caring for vulnerable people or a loved one. So you don't need to be related to the individual. So it might well be a neighbour, a friend, or just somebody in your network who needs support. And the intent is that we provide, you know, those caring for vulnerable people 10 days paid leave whilst also providing additional support with flexible start and end times that we have in our hybrid working conditions right now. So we're very excited about it. We probably feel like it's our most inclusive support that we've ever had. And certainly the reaction has been super positive with all of our people.
And so, as you mentioned there, it's not just for family members. So that would kind of set it apart from, say, maybe other supports that other companies might offer.
Absolutely. I think it might be first of its kind in Ireland. It goes beyond kind of the caring for family members. And as I said, yeah, that's what really sets it apart. You know, I think post-pandemic, lots of people became very close to neighbours or friends, or they identified somebody who was vulnerable in their network and that needed that support. So, yeah, the idea is that this is much broader, and that 10 days will cover anything from whether it's taking somebody to hospital appointments, therapy sessions, just giving you that flexibility kind of and peace of mind to take care and look after that loved one and who are in need without having to worry about, you know, the work setup while you're doing that.
Yeah, and I suppose it gives them that flexibility that if, you know, whether they need to bring them to an appointment or something like that, that they're able to take that time and look after, as you say, whether it's a neighbour or a family member.
Absolutely, yeah. And look, genuinely, as I said, I think certainly post-pandemic, we've kind of redefined, I think certainly, you know, those who are in need of care. And I think certainly it's made us a better nation, I think, you know, because we're now looking out in a broader network than we would have been before. So yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and it equates to about 75 working hours, those 10 additional days.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. And I think for us in Vodafone right now, we think that probably impacts, you know, quite a significant number of people who are, you know, managing to juggle the career and their role as a carer to the loved one. So we got to hear some fantastic stories from people when we launched it. Those who really felt they were champions of this, it's come from grassroots up, which is really important. And they talked a lot about why this was so important to them and what difference it would make in their life.
And it's endorsed and supported by Family Carers Ireland, who, of course, would work with carers right across the country to offer them support.
Yeah, I mean, an amazing organisation, and I think certainly we've enjoyed the partnership together. Family Carers Ireland, I think it was in 2022, they conducted a survey and their call out really there was that 1 in 9 people have a caring role outside of work. But their prediction, I think, and that was the thing that really got us, was that number by 2030 is going to grow to 1 in 5, and half of the carers will feel, you know, kind of indicating that they feel like that this is need that they have to care for others will hold them back from a promotion. So I think for us in Vodafone, while we've lots of existing workplace supports, you know, we offer a degree of flexibility. There was no specific support for those with the caring responsibilities. And so that was the reason why we decided to introduce this new paid leave for the carers and giving people, in addition to the flexibility, the opportunity to be with their loved ones without compromising careers. And I think certainly, you know, that's very important to us. Caring for your loved one, be it a child, be it a parent, be it that close friend, it's quite difficult when you're trying to do that and juggle a career. And we really believe that this new support will help ease some of that stress that's faced by the carers and take away the stigma as well and allow them to come and ask for help. So that's very important for us.
Mm-hmm. The only other option there is out there at the moment for carers is that there is a statutory carers leave that carers can take, but it is unpaid.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that will still be available to people, but this is an additional support that we're bringing in.
Okay. And this policy then for carers, this comes on top of other supports that Vodafone has rolled out for its staff.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have, as I said, we've lots of flexibility available for people. Hybrid working is now where your role allows it. You know, hybrid working is something that we've been operating and we're still learning, by the way, every day about how best to serve. For us, it's very important that we manage and serve our customers. And I think that's something that we're working through with the teams to figure out how best to adapt and change as we go ahead now into this new world, taking on board all of the new changes that have come with hybrid working and as indeed with many of these supports that we have in place.
Mm-hmm. And Vodafone is offering supports. I know a lot of other companies are starting to do this as well for people who are dealing with domestic violence, for women who have suffered miscarriages and are going through the menopause as well.
That's right. I think, look, some of the things that we've been proud of is to lean in, to be leading edge on some of these new initiatives that we've rolled out, some of these new support programs. And I think, yeah, you know, we're definitely looking at some of those minority communities who are impacted in ways that we really need to feel that we have a responsibility to lean in and support. And we've had, you know, a lot of work underway over the last number of years to really go out to all those different communities. And the carers leave is the most recent and, as I said, probably the most inclusive because of the widest reach that it has. But yeah, for sure, we care hugely about all of the other kind of areas and supports that we've had in place for many years. And I think the intent is that it reflects, I suppose, you know, just that bravery and that courage that sits in our culture, and that we've kind of leaned into spaces where, you know, I think other employers have then taken the lead and have followed suit. So we're very proud to offer some of those. We have, you know, as you described, you know, we've been certainly leading in the maternity space with returning mothers coming in on a 4-day week, but getting paid for 5 days for the first 6 months. We've also had some other leaves in terms of fertility and pregnancy supports. We have a wide range of services that are there and they're all aided by training. And they include paid leave for 10 days for those impacted by pregnancy loss, which occurs prior to 24 weeks. So after that, the full maternity applies. But in this one, what we're looking to do is make sure we support those in the early days of pregnancy loss as well. And I think certainly it's inclusive of whether the loss occurs to them or their partner or their baby surrogate mother. So I think they're, you know, extending out again the boundaries to make sure that that's quite supportive for all of the groups impacted. And then we also offer fertility treatment supports, which is 10 paid working days annually as well for those undergoing fertility treatment, and 2 days paid leave for the partners who are of those who are having the treatment. In addition, you know, Vodafone has, and you've talked to it there, Mary, the domestic violence support, where we're seeking really to help employees who've experienced domestic violence abuse. And we've provided 10 additional days paid leave for that as well, along with some specialist counselling, management training and emergency financial assistance, which we know is incredibly important, you know, such as help opening up a new bank account and any salary advances that are needed. So I think, look, for us, this journey is a long and wide journey, and we've got lots that we've already done. And I think we've lots more that we think we'll need to lean into in the future as well.
Well, it certainly sounds like Vodafone has a huge number of supports in place for their employees there, and hopefully many more companies will be following suit. But Noelle, we are going to leave it there for the moment. Thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for telling us about this new policy for Vodafone employees who are carers.
Mary, thanks a million for having me, and I look forward to visiting. I've spent a lot of time in Kerry. I look forward to visiting Kerry in the very near future again. So thanks so many for your time today.